What?
Yes, I feel very old.
Do you?
I do.
Is it dawning on you?
Yeah. I was like, this is my last year in my 20s.
Right. Oh, so you're turning 29.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts. Yeah, it's a weird age. And it's so weird because you start to feel like you start to get a little bit of like the burden of life, but you're still in your 20s. You know, you're still
I've
like
been feeling
young.
the burden of life for like a year now. When I turned
Yeah.
28, I was like,
It catches up.
yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Like, I just went through most of my 20s right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
And
exhausting.
like, I turn around and I'm just like, I look back like I'm a completely different person.
Yeah. Bro, just think about who you were 2 years ago.
I think about who I was 7 years ago. I was so
Insane.
ambitious, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you feel like
Like,
that
I
changed?
was like, so like, I'm going to college, I'm going to graduate, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. And then, like, life slowly was like,
Grinded you down.
yep.
Yep.
Like, the daily,
That's
like,
exactly what I mean. Like, you're like, what the fuck?
the daily fucking, like, okay, how much do I need to make to move out?
Right.
How much times what? And like, Arizona, they passed a law where it's now 2.5 times the rent instead of 3.5 times
Oh, like they can't
to
make it?
qualify.
Yeah, like you can, you have to, what you make?
Yeah.
Yeah, to get a place? Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So I finally just like went for it. I was like,
Or how much do you need to make now?
2.5.
2.5 times the rent?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense though.
It does. That's my ice maker.
Oh, hell yeah.
I know, like, this place came with the ice maker, so I'm just like,
Did it come furnished and shit too?
yeah, this isn't
Oh, hell
mine.
yeah.
Yeah, it came with
That's
this.
sweet. Yeah, because I'd imagine fucking moving furniture in here is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, fuck no. If this was mine, I'd be in here for like weeks building this.
Yeah, true. Shit's cool though.
I like building, it's funny. I used to be afraid of like building things
Why?
because I never built anything.
You feel like you fuck it up?
Yeah, so I
Yeah.
followed instructions and they make it so easy, like the pictures and shit.
It's not that easy.
It's easy. I put together a desk.
That's not bad. That's a good start.
One of those desks that like you press a button and it moves up.
Yeah.
So all the parts that I learned, like, okay, this rod, if this rod was in here, then it wouldn't move up.
Right.
It's just shit like that.
I bet you feel accomplished though.
I did.
You're like, fuck yeah.
I fucking cut myself though.
You earned it. Now that's fucking sick, man. I love how it's like furnished in here.
I love the view. I could have gotten stuck with the view of the hotel. Or a view of the building right here.
No, I like this one. I feel like
Yeah.
this is like, especially when probably the sun's going down.
So how have you been since the last episode? It's been 2 years.
Holy shit, it's been 2 years. That's crazy. You remember that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember we were in my other apartment.
That's right. In the middle of nowhere. That was a good one. That was a good time.
It was not in the middle of nowhere. It was in North Phoenix.
It was too fancy for my taste.
It was pretty
I
fancy.
had no right being there, little
Me
hood
neither.
rat. True, but. Yeah, they
Me
let us in.
neither.
They let us in.
They let me in. I don't know. They let me stay.
Yeah.
Originally, me and my mom got that place together. So me and her name and my name were on it, but she's the reason why we got approved and shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's be real. I was like
Right.
26 at the time, wasn't making how much she was making to like
Right.
get that fucking place. And like, we got in a fight and she moved out a week later.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And that's why you were there by yourself?
Yeah.
Dang.
That's why there was 2 bedrooms.
I would have immediately turned it into a trap house. You're way better than me.
What am I supposed to do? Like sell my Adderall?
I would
Like I
immediately
don't
start trapping
fucking
out
like
there.
oh God. I went wild a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that.
And then I was like, what am I doing? Because like she tried to make me leave.
Your mom did?
Yeah, at first. I'm like, my name's on the lease, I'm not leaving.
Yeah, I would
I
have did.
know
Fuck
my
that.
rights.
That's a nice spot.
Right.
You already
You
got
can
it.
you have to you can't make me sign anything. So I'm like, that's what happens when you co-sign with someone. If someone dips out, you're
You
responsible.
guys are cool now, though?
Yeah,
Real?
we're
Cool.
dope. She's such a different person, but like I like kind of pushed it that night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Plus, it's your mom. Like, you know what to say to get her to fucking, you
It's like
know.
what I did though.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, what I said. It was, like, something I did. Mm. And then, like, pissed her off. And, like, I would say, like, 10 years ago, she changed, like, who she was. She used to be, like, kind of, like, a mean person.
To you?
Yeah, a little bit.
What do you think changed?
I think she, like, realized, like, I'm getting older.
And the impending doom of death?
I think me moving out.
Did it change her?
Yeah, when I was 18, I think it, like, changed her a little bit.
That was the first time you had not lived with your parents? Mm-hmm. That changes you, too. Like, that's, like, a big year.
I was at ASU. That was fun.
That's right. Wow. I couldn't even imagine the type of shit that you got into at ASU.
I got into everything. Like, how do you think I was in high school? Like,
that school is so crazy.
Like, it is crazy. And, like, that's why, like, 80% of them people don't graduate.
Yeah, because they get stuck on a fucking ketamine trip.
Have you done ketamine?
I have.
Me and Brett, oh my god, tell me about your ketamine.
Me and Brett did ketamine. Well, this is the fucked up part. I didn't do it for so many years because I was living in the projects with Brent, right? A little studio apartment, like in the fucking projects, right? Brent has this drug. I never heard of it, right? I let him shaman me, basically. But we did way too much and I had legit.
Did you guys know what it was?
Yeah, he knew what it was. Okay. But I knew it was a dissociative. That's all I knew. And I was in the ghetto. I had nothing to do. I had no money, you know? So I just did it with him. As one does. And dude, it was the worst drug experience I've ever had.
I think ketamine is gross. Like,
it's not great.
I've always been tweeting, like, the past, like, month, like, stop doing ketamine.
I've seen anti-ketamine propaganda.
Like, fucking, like, it's stupid. Like, have you seen someone in a K-hole? Have you seen what they look like? It's like,
I genuinely have. It's scary.
It looks scary. They, like, black out. And, like, they stare. And, like, they're, like, I was just like, what? Hello? Hello? Like, I had this one friend. She was my dealer for everything. Mm-hmm. She had everything. You would have never guessed, but she had everything.
Hit her up.
I don't talk to her anymore because she's, like, pretty toxic. Uh-huh. So am I. But, like, I mean, she had everything, but she was stuck on ketamine pretty bad.
Yeah. It's tough to watch. I've seen someone have, like, a mental breakdown.
Like, without it?
No, we're, like, on it.
Yeah.
Mm, like, legit. And, like, stuff from their past is coming up. I don't know. When I did it, it felt like, you know those, like, old Nintendo games where you put the cartridge in? It felt like someone pulled the cartridge out while the game was playing.
See, when I did it with cocaine.
Right. That makes
sense. Together.
That sounds fucking wild.
Yeah, I did it together. So, like, I was, like, I felt, like, this rush from the cocaine. And then I saw the hallucinogens from the ketamine. I think together it gave me hallucinogens. I think with ketamine by itself, it doesn't do that. Because, like, I was, like, fucking smelling colors and, like, the colors. Like, the stoplights were, like, flying at me.
Whoa.
It was cool. Like, it was really cool. And it wasn't scary. And it lasted, like, 35 minutes.
That's not bad. But I'll tell you what, though. I will tell you this. I made a comeback, and I did ketamine with Brent, and it was good this time. It was nice that time.
It was good this time.
The first time, it was I thought I was going to die for a little bit.
Okay, what made it better? Do you think it was
marijuana? Oh, okay. And the dosage. The dosage was completely off. So the second time, it was... It just feels like a little bit out of your body, you know? Mm. I think it's like... I can appreciate the reflective qualities of being high on ketamine, but it's not really for me.
So, like, with ketamine... It's being used in, like, clinics, like, psychedelic clinics. Do you think it's, like, beneficial for people with depression? Do you think there's an argument there? Because, like, I don't think so. But then again, I've done it once with cocaine.
So you hate it just off that one time?
I think it's stupid because, like, no, I hate not off her, not off that one time. It's just based off my experience with my ex-friend. That's why I brought her up.
Right.
It's just that I think the user is stupid.
Honestly, as a user of it before, I was
chronic user. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I know, like, something like that.
There's no, like, once. Like, I've done it once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not a loser.
I'm a loser. Nah, I hear you.
But, like, someone who does it, like, someone who wakes up and is like, I'm getting a gram of ketamine today.
That sounds like my best friend. But yeah, I think there's something to be said about ketamine therapy. I've heard some good things from people, like, as far as, like, doing it in a clinical environment and going through your childhood, repressed childhood. I've heard some good things from it. I've never personally have done any drug in a controlled environment, but I don't know.
What the fuck is a controlled environment?
It's like, you're with a psychiatrist.
They're not nurses, and what kind of psychiatrist does is like a drug pusher?
I'm telling you, Theo Von does this. He talks about it too.
Oh, God.
He talks about it, yeah. Someone's with you, they walk you through the experience.
I'm tired of people, like, you know how, like, the whole, like, you know how we legalize marijuana, right?
Mm-hmm.
We called it medical marijuana at first.
Right.
When's the last time you heard someone call it medical marijuana? Since
marijuana.
We legalized it.
It's just marijuana.
Is it exactly. It's just cannabis.
It's medicinal.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, I don't know, though. You know, it sounds kind of nice to, like, be on ketamine and just talk it out with somebody, you don't think? Kind of
hard. Well, all she did was, like, argue with me. Like, go tit for tat.
That sounds terrible.
And I'm just like, is the ketamine fueling this?
Yeah. No, I mean, it must be the drugs.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you're having any type of crazy behavior and you're also on drugs, it's safe to say that a lot of that is the drugs.
Yeah.
100%. But, no, I don't know. I've been having some weird experiences. I don't think I'd do it anymore.
Yeah, I'm just, like, there was a point in my life where I was like, I need to stop doing drugs.
Every person who's any kind of sensible has that thought sometimes.
Yeah. Because, like, I was like, my liver, my brain, my lungs, my fucking brain.
Dude, I had a strange experience recently, and it made me, like, stop drinking for, like, 5-6 months.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I was like, you know Louie.
We don't have to drink tonight if you're not drinking.
Oh, no, I'm definitely drinking tonight.
Okay.
I was like, if you don't want to drink, I guess we gotta go get ketamine now.
No.
But
I feel like, okay. I'm just kidding.
But no, dude, I ran into I was in downtown Phoenix. I ran into an old friend. Like a Fly Newsom's childhood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they were both two friends, actually. And we started drinking. And I swear, dude, like, I've never had this experience. I just completely blacked out, right? In his house, right? But in my blackout, I was in a nice apartment like this, too, in, like, a nice building in downtown, right? So tell me why, for some reason, he goes in the other room or whatever, and I'm in his crib, and I'm fucking blacked out, right? I take all my clothes off besides my drawers. So I'm just in my drawers, right? And I fucking wake up in the middle of my blackout and I'm in like some random floor. And I don't remember where his room is. I don't remember. I don't know why my clothes are off. I don't know how I got there. And I'm like, no fucking way. And I'm like,
do you think you were drugged?
It felt like something happened because all I did was drink.
And
I've never had that experience.
Mix any shit with liquor, like drugs. I'm talking because I've had this experience because I've done it willingly.
Right.
Not saying it was done to me, but like, right. I've done it willingly. Like mixing, like, let's say, like, for example, like Molly with like Hennessy or something, like, or like.
I wish I would have done some more. I don't know what happened. Right. So.
But like I'm saying, like my point is when you do something like that.
Yeah.
You definitely black out.
100%.
Like you go straight to blackout, and like when. From that point when you drank, from when you just told me, and the point when you drank before that,
how long was I sober after?
But no, between when you blacked out and the time you drank before that, was it a long time? And you just like hit the alcohol and you're like, oh shit.
No, it wasn't that long. It wasn't noticeable. I don't know what happened. I blacked out. But, dude, so this... I'll keep in mind, I'm in my underwear in a nice building in downtown, right?
Oh, my God.
So what I do is I go down to the desk, right? Because I don't remember my fucking friend's place, right? I don't have my phone. I don't have anything, right? Just my drawers. So I go down, and I'm in a nice apartment on the desk. Like, it'd be like me shirtless in my drawers downstairs. That was me. And the guy's like, look, I can't tell you which room your friend is. Like, technically, I can't let you know that information, you know? And so I was like,
I would fucking die.
I had a shamanistic experience. So I had to figure out how to get back to my place in Tempe with no money, no pants, and it was raining. So I fucking had to figure out how to literally get back to Tempe with no device, no nothing. And I was like I had a spiritual experience, dude. I really went through like a whole journey. I couldn't get on the bus. Someone came, bro. I was sitting at the bus stop in my fucking drawers, cold, right? Somebody came, pulled over. They gave me, I'll never forget this, they gave me a rainbow blanket. And I wrapped the rainbow blanket around me like a skirt, right? And I fucking walked home.
A rainbow blanket,
right? And so I literally just imagine me fucking after a blackout trying to figure out how to get home in a rainbow blanket, right? And I'll never forget, I ended up going to a Canes, right? And they let me in because it was raining. And I just asked some guy, like, hey, bro, I'm going through some real shit right now. Can I use your phone and call a cab? Because I had cash at my house, right? So I was like, cabs still fucking exist, right? And I called a cab, right? And on the way to the cab, I remember I had a plastic bag. Someone had given me a plastic, maybe, you know what it is? He had a bag in there in the back. And I threw up in it in the back. And holy so shit. I literally showed up at my house wrapped in a rainbow blanket with a bag of puke. And I went in, I gave the money to him, and I...
Wait, how long ago was this?
This was like maybe like almost 2 years ago, oh, a year shit. And a half maybe. Oh, God. Like literally my roommate was sitting in the kitchen and he was like, what happened to you last night? And I was like, I just walked upstairs. I still have that rainbow blanket. I'm going to give it to someone. I'm glad
you made it home.
It was shit. It was fucking insane. Yeah, like
I can't remember the last time I blacked out. I fucking hit 2 cars.
No way.
Yeah. Yep.
What happened after you?
I got sued. I got sued that because it was in Scottsdale, and like pretend you're in Scottsdale, right? Cops.
Yeah.
You know, are like not assholes, but they're gonna pull you over. They're gonna pull anybody over.
Yeah.
I think they're fair. You know, I've seen them pull an Audi over, Mercedes, my car.
People have money.
It's because you're like fucking speeding.
Right.
Because I was speeding. You know? So they pulled me over. Anyways, DUI. I bought bad pills.
No.
I thought they were one thing, and this is like the start of fentanyl. This is the start of fentanyl.
That's crazy.
And, like, I had no idea what it is. Like,
you were fentanyl and driving?
Yeah. I didn't fucking know. I didn't know it was fentanyl. I asked for Xanax. Because I tried to go to my doctor. Tried to go that route. Like an addict.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they're telling me no. Well, I got 4 from my primary care. She's like, I'm concerned about you. I'm like, that's why I need it. But she was right to be concerned because at that time I was popping like Xanax bars like crazy, and like I'm glad I'm not doing that anymore. I haven't popped a Xanax in years, I haven't done that. Like,
I'll drink to that.
Okay, me too. I'm just like, oh God, it was horrible. It's a horrible way to live, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, but that talk about blacking out. So like, I remember getting ready for work. And then I remember that ramp. You know those ramps in Phoenix highways where it's like you go over the whole city, but you got to go like 45 miles per hour?
Mm-hmm.
I remember going on that like fucking like...
Off the fancy?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember cutting some lady off and she was following me. And then I hit her car.
No.
It was a rental.
Her car was a rental?
Yeah. So I ended up having to pay for that entire car.
No way. Catching a lawsuit of fentanyl is absolutely diabolical.
But like, I'm glad I had the insurance I had because they paid for everything. They paid for the lawyer that, yeah. I didn't go to court once because that lady sued me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she sued my insurance, which was the right thing to do.
Right.
Right? You want money, right?
Yeah,
money.
Yeah, right.
So she did that. Then she wanted to sue me personally. I was 22 years old.
That's crazy.
I was 22 years old.
That's so crazy.
And like, I turned 23, like, during the time she wanted to sue me. And she sent me not a cease and desist, or she sent me like a summons or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Spelled my name wrong.
Did she just send it with an A?
Well, the lawyer spelled my name wrong.
Okay.
It was like Candace.
Like, that, they thought your name was Cadence?
Yeah. And there's this girl, like, yesterday at work, they all wish me happy birthday. And, like, they're like, happy birthday, Cadence, one of them. I'm like, I'm not Cadence.
Cadence is not a bad name.
It's not a bad name, but, like, I'm not Cadence. You might as well call me Cody, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. No, I know what I'm gonna name my son.
Cody?
Cadence.
Cadence?
No, that's just diabolical. Getting sued when you're on fentanyl, it just sounds like a unique life experience.
And, like, the guy who sold me the Fentanyl, he, like, killed himself, like, a week later.
What?
Yeah.
We're in a simulation.
I know. So, off the same pills. So, and I'm just like, oh, God.
How did you find out he killed himself?
Twitter.
You found out through Twitter that your fentanyl dealer killed himself.
Yeah.
This is the type of shit that only you can really pull from the Matrix. It's a whole...
Let's talk about the Matrix. So have you noticed, like, the older you get, it either gets easier or it either gets harder?
Existing in it?
Because I feel like, because how I think about it is that there's someone above me, right? Mm-hmm. Call it God or call it my higher self, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. They're in control of this, like, simulation. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could, but they're rather watch. They're passive, I feel like. Unless, like, we, like, do some stupid shit. Like, we're about to hit a car. And they're like, oh, shit. They finally wave the mouse. You know what I'm saying?
Your Sims character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Sims controller.
I thought about this a lot,
actually. Or, like, my Sims, like, player or whatever that person or whatever the fuck it is. And, like, the Sims these days, our Sims, like, the game, it's having conversations about their existence. I know the gamers are programming it, but, like, what the fuck?
What's happening?
I know.
I can't wrap my head around it. So, do you think that you, like, you know how some people think, like, they're reborn and stuff? Do you think you chose to be here?
I was thinking about that. I was, like, to be born is, like, to die and to, like, to be born. Mm-hmm. I think they're two sides of the same coin. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Yeah.
I feel like, because, like, I don't remember being born. And, like, I feel like we're not going to remember dying. Mm-hmm. You know?
You just might end up in a whole different life.
Exactly. Or I feel like, I believe in the whole quantum jump shit, too.
What is that?
Where it's, like, the moment you, like, feel like you're going to die. Mm-hmm. Or, like, the moment you do die in, like, one universe. It's, like, you, like, split off. You actually split off. Mm-hmm. But, like, we can't prove that.
There's no way.
But we can't prove it's not true, though. That's what they're saying. That, like, the quantum jump, the quantum suicide, it's, like, every time you die. Like, if we die in this universe, say we die once, mm-hmm. we split off into a universe where we didn't die.
So you're saying, essentially, that there's realities that exist that split off from every one of your decisions you're making. And you are somewhere else experiencing the same thing, but in a different timeline.
Yeah, and, like, it also could, like, be, like, a universe where, like, it's the same, nothing to do with my life, but everything external to me is different. Like, I live in China, or, like, some shit like mm-hmm. that, you know?
Yeah, there's one where your name is actually Cadence.
Yeah.
No, free will is such an interesting thing to me, you know, because, like, I've seen so many arguments for it and against it, or some people think, like, everything's preordained, you know, like, if you're gonna make a mistake, you're supposed to make it, you're going to make it, you know, and it's just an interesting construct to think about, like, whether or not you have any real will over what you're doing.
I believe in, like, if you want something to happen, it'll happen.
Yeah, I feel that way, too. It's the power of the mind, really, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it almost attracts things to you.
Yeah.
But, like, also dangerously, it also has, you know.
Yeah, if your mind is freaked out, or if you're, like, anxious, you know, and you, like, start thinking about shit.
I've done that to myself, where, like, I'm, like, in a bad space mentally, and it's almost like I'm just waiting for the next bad thing to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And that's such, like, it's such a hard space to get your mind out of, because when shit's going bad, you don't expect anything good to happen. And
yeah.
you get, but your mind is literally thinking, like, okay, what's the next thing? And it's almost like you're begetting it by thinking, like, that way, you know?
Yeah, I feel for people who are, like, unemployed right now, like, who can't get a job. Because I know how that feels. Like, that was me, like, a year ago. I was like, oh, shit. It was, like, different. It's different from when I, like, had a job, like, 2 years before when I was looking for one.
You had to go through it, though. And look at you now.
I know, yeah. So, I love my job now. It, like, it's able to for me to do this shit, you know?
Yeah, man, beautiful place, job, gotta go through it. But yeah, enough.
Yeah.
It's tough out there. It really is. And we're gonna do some fentanyl in here in like 20 minutes.
No, we're not gonna do fentanyl in here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, that's right, you don't have a contact anymore, he offed himself.
No, I don't, I like I said, Eloy, there comes a point in your life where you're like, I gotta stop.
I gotta stop doing fentanyl and crashing into people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been 6 years.
It's the modern play.
Six, 7 years. But like, it took that experience for me to like fucking like.
Yeah, really get woken
snap
up.
Snap out of it. Mm-hmm. Because like, I'm facing 30 days in jail automatically if I like get caught with, if I get caught driving under the influence.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're good. Let Anton be like, you're on the podcast. No, that's a call I'm gonna have to wait on.
Is it a girl?
It's a woman, yes, and let's just say like we're not on the best terms.
Oh no.
So I'm pretty sure that was like we're not at odds, we're just we haven't talked in a while. We were kind
What's
of
What's a while? Like we kind a of week? A,
no, longer than that. Well, we're kind of a thing, but she lives in Missouri.
Okay.
So, it's obviously, you know, it's hard when you, like somebody, but they live in a different state. And so
did she, like, was she here?
She was here. And then, because of her father had some problems with addiction, and his family had to move back.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, it's one of those where it's, like, we kind of ended it, you know, and it didn't really end on the best note. And then now she's been, like, messaging me, like, hey. Yeah.
Like, hey.
I'm like, yeah. And she told me, she's like, right before this, she messaged me. She's like, do you still have ill feelings for me or something? And then she was like, because if you do, just be brave and tell me to fuck off.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you believe in love still?
Yeah, I do. Romantic love is I think, is a much harder animal to grasp onto. But I think love, yeah, I do believe in love for sure.
I do too.
You have to, right? It's like, I don't know how to get by in this world if I don't, like, believe in something like that pure policy.
If you asked me, like, 5 months ago,
well, you would say no.
I would have been like, fuck no. You know what I mean? Like, but, like, I feel like I've healed from, like, because my last ex was, my last boyfriend was, like, really jealous of me.
Mm-hmm.
We worked in the same place, and, like, I excelled, and, like, he didn't.
That's never good.
Well, he excelled, but then, like, he got fired.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, and, like...
Did you guys meet at work?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a dangerous game to play. I played that game many times.
I'll never do that again.
I would never do it again either.
I'll never do that again. I feel like it takes, like, a couple times to learn.
Yeah.
This was my second time doing that.
Don't shit where you eat, right?
That's exactly.
It's so hard, though, because when you're 20s and you have, like, especially office jobs, everybody in there is fucking. And it's so hard to not get a little bit of office pussy when you're working there. And your work sucks, you know? So you meet a girl and you know you shouldn't be... get involved with this girl you work with, but it's just the temptation is just there. I met my ex at work.
Oh god,
I'm not gonna lie, yeah, for real. That's it's never a good idea, but it's always fun.
It at first, like, I thought that, you know, like, it was real, but it wasn't. And I look back and I'm just like, duh,
the relationship,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And I look back, I'm like, duh, hello. Red flag. There's so many things I, like, ignored or, like, never experienced.
Right.
And, like, didn't know was, like, not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like, we broke up. And then, like, he, like, slandered my name like a girl.
On the internet?
Yeah.
Well, that's a top girl move.
Like a girl.
That's a top girl
move.
And,
like, he used MDMAQ, blah, 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 blah.
And what was he saying about you? He said, oh, she's on ketamine. She's crashing into people.
Like, stupid shit. And, like, I'm just, like... You know, and like, and worse.
No,
just,
man should ever.
And like,
do that.
I know. And I'm nobody, just like, I'm just like, what a girl, you know?
Yeah.
So I, for a while, I was like, I don't want to be with anybody if, like, because he was way older than me. Not way older, like.
How much are you talking?
I was 24.
Mm-hmm.
He broke up with me like 2 weeks after my birthday.
Oh.
But he was 28.
Oh, so that's not that much older.
No, he was my age now.
Mm-hmm.
So last date being 28.
Is that the biggest gap you've dated in?
Dated?
Like age gap? Or even just like, what's the oldest person you've like even had any relation with? Like the biggest gap in age.
Oh God, you don't want to know.
I do want to know.
No, you
don't. I'll tell you mine between yours.
God.
More than 20? More than 15?
Yeah.
Yeah?
More than 20.
More than 20?
Yeah. More than 30.
More than 30?
Wait, am I doing the math? Wait, how old am I? Yeah.
Whoa. Dang, you're an expert at this.
I've been at, like, Eloy.
What is the appeal of older
men? I'm a whore.
Yeah, me too, I know. actually, on the record, I'm a previous whore.
I'm a previous whore too. I think about like how I used to whore around. Mm-hmm. Like, I talked about it like a lot, like a year ago, 2 years ago, mainly 2 years ago. And I'm just like, what was it all for?
The experience.
You know what
I just the experience.
I thought about it because I was like, there's something psychological about how I just, like, for 2 years, just fucked everybody.
Just straight whore.
Like, I didn't go back to, like, my past and, like, mm-hmm. was like, hey, you know what I mean? I've always wanted to, like, F you or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. I, like, sought out new people, always. And, like, I would always, like, I'd fuck somebody, I'd be like, okay, bye, next.
Oh, yeah. That's how you know you're in whore mode. But sometimes you gotta get that out of you. You know? But you make a lot of mistakes. It's a lot of weird conversations.
A lot of, like, there was a lot of drugs involved with me.
Yeah.
With my experience. And, like, I feel like there had to be in order to, like, get through all that for me. But, like, I've done it all.
Right.
I feel like I've done it all. And I feel like, I like someone right now that's, like, younger than me. And I feel like I would owe them that.
Owe them what?
That experience.
Their whole phrase? But,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd have to. Because, like, I feel like if they had a whole phase and like, they're done with it, or they get let out of their system, whatever the fuck, mm-hmm. and they, like, still wanted to, like, be in a relationship, I'd be like, okay, are you done?
You would give them the pass, you're saying?
Because I did it.
Right.
I don't expect someone to, like, be pure and, like, be with me after I've done that.
That's why you lie about it.
I don't want to lie about it!
Oh, my God. I got to hear your number after
you know,
this
there's,
podcast.
You know there's What's people... What's your number? You know, there's, like, huh?
What's your number?
Wait, I can't say it on the podcast.
Okay, I can't. Okay, I'm going to wait.
Yeah,
write it down.
Yeah, but, like, I fucking...
I knew a girl, I can't say her name, but she was a prolific whore, let me say this. And this is a positive thing. But she had, her body, her number was over 3 digits, right? And she used to have, I'm talking about, she had an Excel.
Well, so is mine.
She had that's impressive. She had an Excel spreadsheet, right? And she would write the person where they fucked, how they fucked, and she kept it in like Excel. It was the most organized slut shit I've ever seen.
I pray to God I'm not in someone's like fucking
Excel blind. Sheet.
Yeah. I pray to God I'm not in someone's Excel sheet. Like,
oh no.
These are her tattoos. Like, this is what she's like. This is how it was. Like, I was like, what the
fuck? I've never seen such a sexual diary like that. I didn't know people did that.
People do that. People are fucking weird. It's like, I met the weirdest people. And like.
On your whole face?
Yeah, I've met the weirdest freaks, and like I'm just, you would have never guessed.
You saying you freaked with the best of them?
Not the best of them, but like I mean, like not all the time.
You're like, oh, okay, a bunch of regular cock. Let's be real.
I tried it all. White, fucking Mexican, black.
You're
fucking,
like the Willy Wonka, fucking being a whore.
I felt like a real whore. Like I was just like, what the fuck? I fucked this pimp.
Really?
Yeah.
Any Asians?
No.
Oh, that's your next point.
I was, but like, he was creepy. He was being creepy.
I'm sure you met so many fucking creepy people.
I mean, like, be chill. I went on like hookup things. You know what I mean? I wasn't like.
Where were you meeting all these people?
Like hookup sites.
Oh, really? So you were on like Farmers Meet, all that shit. Christian
like,
Mingle?
No. Like, like if you go on like your like phone, like your app, the app store, there's if you type in like
dating, yeah,
you know, there's
so
like
all these people just off apps.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So
you went for it.
So yeah, so I was just like, whatever.
You went for it. I gotta hear some more about this later. Oh man, well at least you don't.
I've never told anybody that I was a whore. That I used to be a whore.
I'm glad it's all coming to light now.
I know.
And you know what, though? I respect that because you're no longer a whore and you had a good run.
Yeah, I waited a good, like, year for me to, like, be like, okay, like, I haven't downloaded any apps.
So you're not on apps now?
No.
So this is good.
No,
no ketamine, no apps.
No, the ketamine was in college.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, like, you know, no ketamine, like, no, like, nothing, you know, nothing. So it's just been, like, weed. You know what I'm saying?
Weed and podcasting.
Weed and podcasting.
I've never been on any of the apps. I'm kind of, for the same reason, I don't know, I don't think that would be good for me. To, for the same reason of, like, trying not to
throw myself out. It got addicting.
Really?
Yeah, it really did. Because, it got me, like the whole, I got a rush from, like, meeting someone. Like, going there and, like, having sex. And I'm just like, this is dangerous. So, I made myself stop.
Yeah, but you kind of like the danger while you're doing it.
Yeah, but, like, three times in a row where I was, like, chasing, like, this danger... I was like, Candace, like, someone's gonna chop you up.
Yeah, you're gonna die.
Yeah, that's where it got to, Eloy. I was like, someone's gonna chop you, slice and dice you, chain you up, make you their slave, and then kill you, rape you every day.
Oh my God.
I was just like, because, like, the last guy I hooked up with, he turned out to be, like, a BDSM freak.
Really? How'd you figure that out?
Because he was told me to take a quiz. And, like, he was, like, offering me alcohol, and I didn't want to drink it, because I was like, what if you put something in here?
BDSM is you do things to him.
No, like, he wanted me to take a quiz to see what kind of, like, BDSM person I was.
Right.
And he's like, well, take the quiz, and I'll tell you what I am. I'm like, okay. Like, I could tell he was, like, a dominant type.
Uh-huh.
So he turned out he was a dominant type, and then, like, in the middle of sex, his electricity cuts out. And I was like, thank God. He's like, I have to leave till I go pay. I'm like, thank God, because I fucking left.
You were on the edge of life right there.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
He told me he's like, only good girls go in the back room.
He said
and
that.
And there was a swing in there.
Did you get in the swing?
No, but I'm glad that, like, I'm glad I wasn't a good girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm glad that it's fucking, I feel like his electricity cutting off was my fucking, like, Hail Mary. You know what I mean? Like,
that's so crazy. You saw it as your chance to run. You're like,
yes!
You're like, I gotta go.
Yes! Because it's like, you get the, I feel like intuition is a real thing.
Right.
And I feel like you get those thoughts because it's like, oh shit.
You're like, something's gonna happen.
Something's gonna happen to me. That's... So I fucking stopped because I'm just like, I'm on the bad side of odds here.
What's the strange, like, out of all the partners through that, like, 2-year run, like, what's the one of the strangest things that a guy asked you to do, like...
Eat his asshole and fuck him.
He asked you to eat his asshole?
Yeah, and then one guy asked me to fuck him.
With, like, a...
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
How was that?
I felt like... I didn't feel like a man.
Uh-huh.
I thought I was.
You thought you felt like a man in it?
I felt like a... Like, I don't know how to explain this.
Uh-huh.
I felt like a... Like a dominatrix, like a sex worker, like I felt like I should have been wearing nylon, like latex or something. I felt like, I felt pity for him.
Because you were fucking him?
No, because he came from it.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
He came, like, but like the way he came, he was like,
you've been inside a man, that's impressive.
Well, okay, let me explain. I get there, he's got this jumbo, like, fucking flat screen porn.
Playing.
Porn playing.
Mute or sound?
Like, sound, but, like, it's not, like, blasting.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, on, like, it's on, like, 24.
This is when you walk in, it's on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
And he has a tub, like, this big. Full of dildos.
He's a professional freak.
Yeah.
He has a tub?
Yeah, he has a tub, like, full of dildos.
A tub of dildos.
A tub of dildos.
That's the name of the episode.
He has a tub of...
How did he choose which one?
I guess he had a favorite. It was black. Like,
did he have, like, cool little nicknames for him?
Well, he only had, like... I feel like only a few could hook up to a strap.
Right.
So he strapped me up. I was naked. He strapped me up, and then, like, fucking, he's, like, lubed his ass. He lubed his own ass.
Really?
Yeah.
This is not his first rodeo, Travis.
No. And, like, he, like, lubed up the cock. It was black. And I'm like, is it because I'm black?
You're like, look, dude, I'm not even doing this, but can I get another one?
Can I get a neon green? Can I get that purple? Can I get that pink?
You know what's cool, though, is you had the opportunity to choose your dick. Men never get that.
I never got the opportunity to choose my dick either. Oh, but, like, he just chose it. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I wonder if he only had a couple that, like, hooked up to a strap.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
And then, it took, like, 80 seconds.
For him to bust?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He knocked it out the park.
I guess. I was like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I was like, what do I do? And, like the whole time, I was like, do I just do it like the guys that guys have been doing me? Right. So I was just, like, imagining, like, it was reverse.
Right.
And I was like, what am I doing? The whole time in my head, I was like, what the fuck?
You've never thrust yourself into something.
No!
Right.
So, like, the whole time, I was like, what am I doing?
Him giving you the black dildo will forever not be funny.
Like, and then it was fucking... and then it just fucking shot up. And like I said, his cum, like, shot up. And, like, it went in his, like, his belly button.
No.
And he was like,
no.
Yeah. And then he's like, okay, pull it out. And I'm like, okay. And then so,
why does it sound like you're getting traumatized?
This is what I'm about to tell you. I pull it out and then, like, this ash jelly, like, comes out of his ass.
Whoa. You can never look at him the
same. I can never look at
that's what he was into though.
I could never look at pegging or like the whole I can never look at myself the same. I was like, what the fuck did you
what
do?
What did I do? This is gonna go crazy in the Excel sheet tomorrow. I had a girlfriend who really wanted to do that to me.
Really?
And she was aggressive about it. And it really was not the way to go about it. She was I don't know why she was so predominantly like wanting to do that, and I was like, I'm gonna have to say no to that one. I always wonder that though. I'm glad that you did it. Now I can actually talk to someone who's had the experience, because I wonder, like, what does that come from? You know, where does that urge come from? Like,
I never had the urge. It wasn't like I woke up and was like, I want to fuck the guy in the ass. I was just down. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
I didn't feel pressured. Like, I would have walked out. Like, if I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, once I saw the dildos, I kind of knew what was happening.
Yeah, you see a tub of dildos and you fucking strap up.
I kind of knew what was happening when I
yep.
After when I left, I was like, I think I should have been paid for that. Like,
oh, man. Now you really know what it's like to feel like as a man. No thanks. It's a thankless job. You don't get paid.
Oh, God. You're like an unpaid intern. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Because you're just like, huh. You got to go like this.
Yeah, you can't be a pillow princess when you got strapped up. You know, it's that time to put work in.
Then his legs were like, he held his own leg. I appreciate that.
Wait, he was on his back.
Yeah.
That is somehow even more gay.
I was standing up.
I assumed this was like, doggy the whole time, but when you said the cum in his belly button, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
No.
He held
his own legs.
Yeah, like that, like, he held his own legs, and, like, because, like, he was on, you know those benches where you, like, lift weights?
Yes.
He was on that.
No.
Yeah, he laid down, and he was on it.
Whoa.
Yeah. He was an engineer, and he had it was in his office.
Like a sound engineer?
Or I don't know what kind of engineer.
Just an engineer.
He said he was an engineer. He was like, had a thick accent. He was like an immigrant. Like,
wow. You fucked an immigrant in the ass.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I know. Welcome to America.
Welcome to America. Man, this really is the land of all possibilities.
Never. Like, he probably talks about it to this day. Like, yeah. he's probably like, oh my God, I'm just one black girl fucking me in the ass.
Oh my God. He's like, of course I gave it to black one.
Oh my God.
This guy is truly something special.
Oh, God.
I don't think you'll ever forget that. On your deathbed, you're going to
grandchildren. I'm glad I got it out. You're like, yeah, you're like the person to tell. Because I have friends, you. I have, like, friends.
They wouldn't look at you the same.
No.
They better not hear this.
They wouldn't laugh. They're going to laugh.
Yeah. You know? It's a great story. It's a podcast A material.
Yeah.
My whole thing is the tub of dildos. That's, like, a crazy imagery.
You put them all in a tub?
He put them all in the tub. And, like, what got me is how he lubed himself up and how... Because he got the lube and was, like, on the dildo. Whoa. I was, like... Because, like, my concern was, like, am I going to hurt this guy? But, like, apparently not. And, like, his asshole was pretty... It was, like, pretty open.
Right. Wow.
So, like, I feel like he did it a lot. Like, maybe to himself.
To answer your question, yes, it is hard in the Matrix.
Is that how this started?
This is the Matrix for you, this guy.
Yeah, so...
Tub of dildos.
Yeah, tub of dildos. So I'm just like, does he just sit on a dildo all day and does his engineering job? Because his asshole was so agape. Like, it was just...
Oh my god.
Like, it was already, like, winking at me.
I don't want this guy. I hope he's not a civil engineer, because I don't want this guy anywhere near building bridges. I don't want...
He was some type of engineer. Like, he had, like...
I'm gonna have to take a look at this.
He had, like, things around his office. Like, things that were, like... You can tell they were, like, prototypes. Uh-huh. They were, like, things he built with, like...
He was an inventor.
Yeah, like...
This might be the burden of his genius, is he only...
Is he only time, comes.
He only comes when a woman's fucking him in the ass. It's a burden of his genius. Other than that, he's creating shit.
Because, like, my burden of my genius has always been, like, my addictions.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like it's always been, in like, with the art, it's always been a love-hate relationship.
With your addiction?
Yeah. Because I feel like some of the best art I've created, I was fucked out of my mind. You don't understand. Yeah. No, like, you, like, and I sometimes I feel like... Sometimes I get it when some artists feel like they can't do certain things unless XYZ is in place, like, mm-hmm. unless they have, like, an auto-tune, or unless they have, like, a fucking, unless it's a full moon or some shit, you know? Like, yeah. I get it, because it's, like, at least to me, like, my best stuff came when I was, like, bonkers, and, like, but then I look back, and I'm, like, you weren't healthy, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, I'm, like, you were losing your mind, like, you looked crazy. And, like, you still am, but, like, fucking, you know, like, not in a good way.
Right. It is a fine line, you know?
It's a very, very, very thin line. And all it takes is, like, for me, all it takes is, like, missing 2 days of sleep. Actually, like, 4.
You went 4 days without sleeping before?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
And it's not on purpose.
Yeah, you start hallucinating at that point, I'm sure.
Well, I start, like, the imagination gets rampant. It, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, you have an imagination, right? And it's, like, it's going. But then imagine, like, you're not sleeping, and then it's just, like, at a pace that's uncontrollable. Mm-hmm. It's, like, you're listening to YouTube. You're driving. You're smoking weed. You're, like, fucking, or at least you're high on weed. And, like, you're trying to look at the map and, like, read directions. Like, there's so much stimuli going on.
Yeah. It reminds me of Adderall, what you're describing.
Yeah,
I am off Adderall.
Yeah, I had to, like, that's how I am with, like, out it.
True. You might actually need it.
Well, like, I do, but I cut it. I'm going to cut myself off for a few months.
You're still on it?
No, not right now.
Oh, okay. That's good. It's hard. It's a very addictive drug.
It is. Yeah. I've helped people get off of it. Because I get off of it, like, maybe, like, once a year for, like, a few months. Because I get it prescribed.
Right.
And, like, I used to have this relationship with it that was, like, very unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Until I realized, I'm like, look, if you want your days to, like, not suck, mm-hmm. you have enough for every fucking day. Stop taking a lot during... Like, the first week of the month, and then it's all gone.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, but you gotta remember, it's amphetamine.
Because that's how I would party. Addictive. That's how I would do it. Right. I would just be like, all right, wake up, like, la, 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 la. You know, like, fucking 24 hours later, I was like, 100 Instagram stories. It was like, fucking, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you spaz.
Spaz.
You spaz on it, yeah.
You spaz 100%, on it. And I know. And then, so, what else did I used to do? It's like... The joint pain, the muscle aches, like, it all catches up to you.
Right.
And, like, you get to a point where you're like, I can't do this anymore. And like, I feel like a lot of people who listen, they've gotten to that point. Because, like, my top five is this one about relationships that I did this year. Mm-hmm. Adderall, and then how to quit Adderall.
People can relate to it.
I had no idea.
Right.
I had no idea, because this has been like a thing of mine for 12 years now.
Adderall?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because like without it, like I can't, it's not like I can't get out of bed. I can, but like to perform, like I wouldn't be as a good performer at my job mm-hmm. without it. And that's so honest true. Mm-hmm. I didn't have it growing up in school. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that like it was a thing. I didn't know that ADHD was a thing. But then again, I didn't have a cell phone half, like, I feel like the phone has a lot to do with, like, ADHD in adults these days.
Like, setting people's, like, attention spans and things like
that. Yeah, I can't speak on, like, kids in the 80s. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because they didn't have phones or the internet. But, like, I feel like a lot of them are misdiagnosed as, like, hyperactive. They were just naughty.
Right.
Right.
Or they're just a kid being a kid.
Right.
And they get prescribed Adderall, and the next thing you know, they've been on it for 15 years, and they're 35, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to enter my 30s on it.
Right.
I don't want to enter my 30s on anything. I feel like I want to shed that, like, identity. I know, like, my art name is MDMAQ, and that's always going to be what it is. Mm-hmm. But, like, it doesn't have to be always associated with drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Sorry, turn this off.
No, we should get going a little bit.
Let's do it. We're going to drink to Addis. No, Candace, no longer. Cadence, no longer being on Adderall. Cadence,
no longer
being on Adderall. We're going to drink to that.
Yay.
No fentanyl in the whip.
No fentanyl.
And that was the last tub. I think I could say this. That was the last tub of dildos you're ever going to see.
That's the last fucking tub of dildos. The last time I'm going to ever be strapped up.
Oh, man. This engineer guy has something going on.
God.
Wow. You did that for him, though.
I had to block him after that. I was like,
him and then you blocked him.
On the way home, I blocked him. I was like, I will never face him in the daylight. Eli, thank you for coming on the Man and Candace podcast.
Oh my God.
This is Candace.
It's such an honor. The fact that you have stories like this shows
tell me everything you need to know about why you have a podcast. I have a lot more, and I feel like, you know, we should have someone else. I feel like the next time we come back, it'll be more advanced. Think about it. We were in my kitchen. We're still in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. But it's different now. We're in downtown. There's a city view.
It's beautiful.
There's a stand with my sticker on it.
We're doing it.
Okay.
I'll drink to that tonight.
I will too. I hope they have some like cool drinks at wherever the fuck we're going. Because I definitely want to go to Stardust. But anyways, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.